This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont State Parks had a busy weekend for the 4th of July holiday, but they are also trying to figure out why some of the most popular campsites in the system stay vacant much of the summer. VPR's Melody Baudette explains.
Burton Island lies just off St. Albans Point, so it's only reachable by boats or kayaks. If you don't have your own, you can take the Island Runner Ferry, which carries campers, day users, and park staff a few times a day. There's a marina, a camp store, a nature center, and the only vehicles on the island are Park Service trucks and ATVs. But the reason for the island's popularity is the isolated waterfront campsites with stunning views of Lake Champlain. Melissa Quinn is fishing off one of the many docks. She visited the island for a day 7 years ago and now comes up from Connecticut for a week-long visit every summer with her husband, dog, and boat.
That's one of the things we really like about it, is the fact that the lean-tos are right on the water and you can swim with your dog from your site.
Because she comes every year, Quinn knows the ins and outs of the reservation system.
You really have to get up and be ready to go online, like right at 9 o'clock. Otherwise, we'll be in an inland spot, and it's just not as cool.
It locks in pretty fast, particularly for Burton Island. When the inventory for a month opens up, that first half hour is a lot of competition on the phone and online to get the waterfront sites.
That's Park Ranger Gene Giard. He says the state parks dedicate one day per month just for reservations for Burton Island. Of the 2,200 campsites in the Vermont State Parks system, the dozen waterfront sites at Burton Island are by far the most popular. But some of those sites sit empty part of the week. That's prompted the director of the state parks to send an email to park users this winter, looking for feedback as to why people book the sites for days they don't plan to use them. While they've gotten a lot of responses, they haven't decided on changes. Some campers don't come if it's raining. Others say they don't like being required to book for 4 days when they only want to come for the weekend. Giard says that leaves other campers disappointed.
And so we have people out here that wanted a waterfront site. They're told we're full. They get out here and they set up on a site that's not on the waterfront. And for the first couple of days, they see nobody there. And they continually ask, well, there's nobody there. Why can't I move to that? And
Giard says online reservations make it hard to know how long people actually intend to stay, but a new system under development might help campers find shorter windows to book. And keeping sites filled on weekdays is a challenge for all of the state parks. Still, with these sites so popular, they'd like to see them occupied. Michelle Palmer and her friend, Jennifer Nugith, are visiting from Rhode Island with their families.
We booked it in January, and we couldn't get a waterfront site, but we were able to get two sites side by side, so it wasn't too tough.
On this rainy day, they're huddled in a lean-to, using a camp stove. They sheepishly admit it's not their site.
We're actually squatting.
I mean, you know, we've been taking advantage of the view and sunrise and sunset.
They say they know they have to leave before the people who booked it arrive later in the day, but they're happy for the refuge from the rain while they can get it. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.